Good evening, everybody. We're really happy to see this full house tonight. My students were in the classroom before this, and they were saying, is it just going to be us? And there were like 10 of us around the table or so. And I said, I think a few more people will be here. So it's really great to see this full house. We have the very first reading for the fall of 2016 for the Poetry Center. And we're featuring Tongo Eisen-Martin and Jasmine Gibson. Jasmine texted me. She's on her way. She'll be here shortly. So Tongo's going to begin. I'll tell you all about our upcoming events a little bit, not too much. There's a beautiful calendar near the door. The images feature the work of Bill Bergson, wonderful Bay Area poet, here for many years out of New York. And Bill left us this summer. We're doing a memorial for him on September 24th. And that's off campus. All the information is here on this calendar that's on the table near the door. And next week in this space, we'll have Samantha Giles and Angela Hume, both East Bay, Oakland area people. Angela's been teaching up at UC Davis, studying there. And Samantha's been running small press traffic for a long spell. And so it would be a really nice reading if you can make it here then. And at the end of September, we'll be in another space on campus at this time. We're going to be in the Fine Arts Gallery, which is the Fine Arts Building right out that window. You could see the Fine Arts Building. In the middle of it is a beautiful gallery, and there's an exhibition called When I Remember, I See Red, California Contemporary Native American Art. And we're going to have the poets Jennifer Forster and Orlando White. Orlando is coming up from the Southwest, and Jennifer's from California here and is coming in from Denver, where she's going to graduate school right now. So that's September for us. October's on the calendar. We have other events through the school year into December that will be announced soon. So take one of these with you and come back. It's a good time of the evening for reading, 7 o'clock here. So I'm sorry we don't have chairs for everybody. There are two chairs over here. If people want to take these seats, you're welcome to come along. And one chair over here, there's a spare seat, and feel free to move around in the space. We're going to start with Tongo Eisen-Martin. He's originally from San Francisco. I'll read his bio. He's a movement worker, educator, who has organized against mass incarceration and extrajudicial killing of black people throughout the United States. He has taught in detention centers from New York's Rikers Island to California county jails. He designed curricula for oppressed people's education projects from San Francisco to South Africa. His latest curriculum on extrajudicial killing, and we know what that is, right? I mean, this is like the police officer decides that they're the executioner, you know? I mean, there isn't going to be a trial. We're just going to make the decision in this moment. And we later explained that we felt that we were a little scared, you know, and it's all okay. It's been happening now a lot, and it's being documented a lot, and a lot of people are speaking up against it. His latest curriculum on extrajudicial killing of black people, We Charge Genocide Again, has been used as an educational and organizing tool throughout the country. He is also a revolutionary poet who uses his craft to create liberated territory wherever he performs and teaches. His latest book of poems, which is here on the table, Someone's Dead Already, is from Bootstrap Press and was nominated for a California Book Award. I think the publisher said it's the first time they've had a book go into a second printing. So he recently lived and organized around issues of human rights and self-determination in Jackson, Mississippi. Tongo Eisen-Martin.
A tour guide through your robbery, he also is. Cigarette saying, look what I did about your silence. Ransom water and box spring gold. This decade is only for accent grooming, I guess. Ransom water and box spring gold, the corner store must die. War games, I guess. All these tongues rum is junk. The start of mass destruction begins and ends in restaurant bathrooms that some people use and other people clean. You telling me there's a rag in the sky? Waiting for you, yeah. We've written the scene, we set a stage, we should have fit in. Warehouse jobs are for communists. But now more corridor and hallway have walked into our lives. Now the whistling is less playful and the barbed wire overcrowded. My dear, if it is not a city, it is a prison. If it has a prison, it is a prison, not a city. When a courtyard talks on behalf of military issue, all walks take place outside of the body, dear life to your left, medieval painting to your right, none of this makes an impression. Crop people living in thin air, you got 5 minutes to learn how to see through this breeze. When a mass goes sideways, barbed wire becomes the floor, barbed wire becomes the roof, 40 feet into the sky becomes out of bounds. When a mass breaks in half, mind which way the eyes go. They killed the world for the sake of giving everyone the same backstory. We're watching Gary, Indiana fight itself into the sky, old pennies for wind, for that wind feeling you get before the hood goes up and over your headache. Pennies that stick together, mocking all aspirations. Stuck Together Pennies was the first newspaper I ever read, along with the storefront dwelling army that always lets us down. Where the Holy Spirit favors the back room, souls in a situation that offer 100 ways to remain a loser. Souls watching the clock, hoping their eyes don't lie to sad people. What was we talking about again? The narrator asked the graveyard. 10 minutes flat, said the graveyard. The funeral only took 10 minutes. Never tell that to anyone again, the narrator severely replied. You just gonna pin the 90s on me? All 30 years of them? Then why should I know the difference between sleep and satire? The pyramid of corner stores fell on our heads. We died right away. That building wants to climb up and jump off another building. These are downtown decisions. Somewhere on this planet, it's August 7th and we're running down the rust thinking one more needs to come with me. What evaporated on Earth so that we could be sent back down? A conductor of minds in a citywide symphony, waving souls to sing, he also is. You know, you could tell by my tires that not everybody who's driven with me is still alive. Also, that I like my drinks neat bottled and in a bus stop. Also, that we drowning in precinct paper, department store floor plans and applications to the moon. We can change the color of our snot from gifted to heart attack and tell you about ashes, but where are all these angels coming from, smelling like the cigarette that fails? And why is the man on the safe side of these headlights freezing up? You got nothing to say at my funeral, I'll speak on your behalf. Heroin in my smile. Mountain made a flatland robbery among some things on my mind. The last store run in the name of shared afterlife, Friday to the filter. I'm a tall tale on earth. But here's to that angel that never appeared to America in a night of dog paddle and a batch of hangovers looking for a home. You know, a liar wouldn't live this long. That's my humor when fences speak. Holding a pair of rambling dice that got unique tempers and young souls that say shut up about our city. Here, tidal munch crash over a coast up Mississippi sleeve, voila. The street's teeth are in pieces. There's reservoir art on the faces of stragglers. The sad news from back home that mean we got to grow up on his behalf. Stumble back to a car full of last stand. The truth is stale, but still liquor. Mission Street would be proud of me. I'm a mural man, almost organized. Remember when my lungs would wake up last, walking all morning, if it was worth it, man. I'm 3 decades homeless. And reservoir art is all I ever see. And I'm 2,000 miles from my first fight. Maybe no one really survived. Maybe I wrote my first poem for no reason. There was hammers in my cradle, which made some people scared to check on me. Because God would have a devil, and State Street would have a resurrection, and I'd be a menace, menace to veins, veins that the city protects with precinct flesh. You know, people actually work in Mary here. The sun actually comes up. Have you heard the one about ghetto dwellers? Bang, they all duck. Well, look what the heathen drug in. What is that, my bullet? Who is that, your son? Have you heard the one about last names? Did you know that late night talk is the car door to the soul? I don't think we've been here before. In some type of criminal heaven controlling every headlight for miles if the journey has pain. It's the way I came. My name is on this seat. Royalty among mimes would be my right hand. Or it'd be a brand new hammer. Or wolf traveling at the speed city's in. Interpretations of shot men. You know, hands are the only place souls are actually found. And fists get a road trip too. Maybe you should mind me. Or maybe I paid too much attention to this black coat as I was growing up in a wrong lit room. At least the walls was nice, guys. At least I had this sea. At least I got this ocean when her words freeze and central time is up. When my family relapses into suicidal neighborhoods and can't depend on me. When black children are sad. When there are guns everywhere. When death is here and I'm a new kind of nearsighted. And she's a new kind of lovely death is. Rites of front yard passes, people getting beat up. I say, I'm not paranoid enough. You got a taste for violence. I've winked at 3 funerals. The Lord gave his only begotten temper to me. Death knows me by nickname. I call her nothing cute. Lord, let me see the enemy in my circle. Let me see that the enemy is my circle. Let my circle kill me. Let me not stay dead. See, I know who I am down to the street signs. Streets pass my life back and forth. Pass me under gambler jokes and cigarettes, and here I am thinking this is what you call driving at night. Or this is what you call 35 miles away. Freeway and all smeared all over the city. Tell me how you write letters with a building on top of your head. With a building feasting on you. With 1,000 backs turned to your kids. Without her subtle gesture to interpret in the middle of a backfired resurrection with a president who is out to kill you. We only got one gun to speak of still. We sleep good in August and nobody talks back in traffic. Interestingly, handsome bastard had to match a violent song. I mean, I'm like a hi-hat on its own. Motherless, though less of a child, projectiles become tires, choirs suck down liquor. 5 floors become audience for a dancing killer. You just a dancing killer. Midwater walk outline all over the state. I've seen a bullet become a cheapskate, bodies in a bargain, handsome but hardened. Prison era, Spanish sales, black as well. Run, tell about my level. And what you seen me do to water, and what you seen me do to men. The last of a dying group of friends, another city ends. That was to myself. I was like, shut up, Tongo. The name of this poem the name of this poem is Wave at the People Walking Upside Down. I am off to make a church bell out of a bank window. Kitchens meant more to the masses back in the day, and before that we had no enemy. Somewhere in America, the prison bus is running on time. You're gonna wanna lose that job before the revolution hits. Somewhere, I won't be home for breakfast. Everyone out here now knows my name and I won't be turned against for at least 4 months. The cop in the picket line is a hard-working rookie. The sign in my hands is getting more and more laughs. It says, the picket line got cops in it. I can take care of those windows for you if you want, but someone else got to go inside your gas tank. Was clear to the man that rich people would talk too much this year. Go ahead and throw down that marble park bench, everyone looking up at you. You know, get the Romans out of your mind. Maybe a good night's sleep would have changed the last 20 years of my life. Playing an instrument is like punching a wall. What would you have me do? Replace the population? Give brotherhood back to the winter? Stop smoking cigarettes with the barely dead? You know, they listen in on the Sabbath. Police called the police on me. It was a white candlestick beneath my detention. I ruined the soup again, thought the judge. As he took off his pilgrim robe behind a white people's door and more, I didn't get lucky. I got what was coming to me. He toast. Fight me back, the man said. Of course, to himself, washing windows with a will to live, tin can on his left shoulder, enjoying the bright brand new blight with all partygoers, both supernatural and supernaturally down to earth. What is this elevator traveling side to side? Like 1,000 bitter Polaroid pictures that you actually try to eat. All the furniture on this street is nailed to the cement. Cheap furniture, but we have commitment. This morning, an essay opens the conversation between enemies. Why? Because you control every grain of processed sugar between here and a poor man's border. Because in the tin can on my left shoulder, I can hear the engines of deindustrialization. You should get in a painting, you know, tell lies more deeply. This month, I'm rooting for the traitor, carting cement to my pillow. Here we will build. I'm high again, not talking much. Won't you climb up the organ pipes to our apartment floor? I'm high again, calling everything church, singing along to a courtyard, thanks to a horn player's holy pastime. Yeah, I'm just putting a real jacket on it. Talk about a real 5 years. Keep memories like these in the pocket next to the toll receipt. That man lost a wager with the God of good causes, you know, stood up for himself a little too late. Maybe too early. I could still see 20 angles of his jaw zigzagging through the cold world of deindustrialization. There's an art to it. I will tell my closest friends one day. The end. Capitalists eat until the world is blurry to them. These streets are made of saliva. Some people are made of saliva too. They usually got on uniforms. While a crazy man spins round and around trying to make a record out of this mass production jungle, maybe I'll join him, count cash and cry. These streets are made of saliva, and white sheets are worn by a building in which kids are supposed to learn how to read well. White sheets on the highway too. Another mayor needs to head on a pike. One down is just one down, but you know, you tell all this to the masses and your teacher will pipeline you. They told me I was jewelry. They told me this is jungle. Well, maybe not jungle, more like 50 machine guns planted in the ground. It's raining faces again in California. What does this say about heaven? What does this say about the people you kill? Waiting lines got so exhausted, a million minds dropped all these faces at once. If the fascists can read the lips of a giant talking in his sleep, we might as well make our demands in prison letters. Today was born the most important trigger finger in the world. Today I begun counting down the pages between now and a pile of books by a tunnel. Chicago is gonna walk out of Chicago one day. Babies will drag street signs like old toys. Today the most important letter left prison. Babies will laugh at flags like faces who have disappeared. Maybe I'll join them. But for now, these streets is made of saliva, and we raise half full glasses to the basements that meant nothing, and the working poor who lived there. We get shot, we get white sheets on California, where the kitchen table likes to talk as much as the walls, and romance on the porch consists of hard residing. I mean, in this picture, characters talk spit and know they hard to kill. The kitchen table knows this. The porch is almost convinced that one down is just one down. You know, this town is coming to town. A circus watching itself, half distracted, half suicidal. Thrilled children dressed as cops. Thrilled children preaching and policing and intaking and hiring and snatching your money. This town coming to town with tough trademarks to follow. Today, I watched capitalism walk on water and people play dead so that they could be part of a miracle. Capitalists dropped 10 tons of barbed wire onto my Tuesday shift. We shot back at the chimpanzee pilots for the sport. The supervisor has already smoked 3 cigars only an hour into my court appearance shift. Contractor likes the smell, says it reminds him of when he ran the streets. And all I remember is we shot back. A gated puppet dances along. Bars and jigs says I am the happy one of Legion. Meanwhile, kids commit childhood behind this wooden plaster joints? Why are Dodgers under this silly puppet, a silly puppet dancing for white heaven? Like Weapon, it's the jacket and precinct holds Friday hostage. We go through a fossil jaw, then see a judge, the tunnel at the end of the light. I sleep until woke by dry cereal and surrender. This holding cell only needs a giant panhandler's palm to shake us coin men around. I am breaking my fingers for my sister's bill collectors. Garage casket open, I mean all third world parallels kill openly. Breaking my lungs for my sister's rent. I'm the sculptor of construction dust. I miss cigarettes by mid-morning. I miss Hennessy by sundown. I miss murder by inches. $5 bills cherish my days outside, always behind. No concentration in this courtroom. Just a bunch of B-plus students living out their nightmares. How do I plead with a straight face? Two blocks up is a reoccurring cliff, along with slavers' paraphernalia, along with an ordinary panhandler, along with ethnic parade history, along with ethnic parade, along with 13th graders. But, you know, let's talk about the fact that four dead children later, I still don't have a problem beating you up in front of everybody. Let's talk about the fact that money is indeed death. Down to my last $5 is what I call this shoe. 10 o'clock political education is what I call this dream. I got the job is what I call this blues. 2 days later is what I call a cliff. You know, apparently too much San Francisco wasn't there in the first place. This dream requires more condemned Africans. Or, put another way, state violence rises down. Or, still life is just getting warmed up. Or, army life is looking for a new church and ignored all other suggestions. Or, folktale writers have not made up their minds as to who is going to be their friends. This is the worst downtown yet. And I've borrowed a cigarette everywhere. I've taken many a walk to the back of a bus that led on out the back of a storyteller's prison sentence. Then on out the back of slave scars, but this is my comeback face. I left my watch on the public bathroom sink and took the toilet with me. Threw it at the first bus I saw eating single mothers half alive. It flew through the bus line number, then on out the front of the White House. Hopefully you find comfort downtown, but if not, we've brought you enough cigarette filters to make a decent winter coat. A special species of handshake lets all know who's king and what's the lifespan of uniform cloth. This coffin needs to quit acting like those are birds singing. Rusty nails have no wings, have no voice other than that of a white world dying. His book pages in the gas pump. Catchy, isn't it? The way three nooses is the rule, or the way potato sack masks go so well with radio codes, or the way condemned Africans fought their way back to the ocean, only to find waves made of 1920s burnt up piano parts, European backdoor deals and red flowers for widows who spend all day in the sun mumbling as San Francisco, red flower, what's the color of a doctor visit? There are book titles in the streets. Book titles like Hero, You'd Make a Better Zero, or Fur Coat Lady, The President is Dead, or Pay Me Back in Children, or They Hung Up Their Bodies in Their Own Museums, and other book titles pulled out of a drum solo. Run Here, Hero, Lie the Hiding Place. All the bullets in 10 precincts know where to go. There's no heaven nor any other good idea in the sky. Politics means people did it and people do it. Understand that when in San Francisco and other places that was never really there. Bet this ocean thinks it's the ocean, but it's not. It's just 6th and Mission Street. All know who's king. King of thin things like America, I'm proud to deserve to die. I'm going to eat my dinner extra slow tonight in this police state candy dispenser. Y'all call a neighborhood. No set of manners goes unpunished. Never mind the murderer's insomnia or the tea kettle preparing everyone for police sirens. Guided by teeth goes this country. There's a cow's mouth on this flag. A peculiar notepad holds street life dear, but the writer's not here. He's somewhere talking to tombstones about the good old days, or splashing reborn water on his latest face, or wondering how his old gun is doing in the afterlife, wondering how much death trap is in these gas station aisles. It gotta be $1 million a day on this concrete island. New engine in the moon, why it never goes down. I mean 72 straight hours of night. At least according to everyone's posture around here. 8:30 in the morning is really 30 minutes to closing. The city shuts down for a sleepy rat race elevators, shoe shuffle to the nearest heaven, laughing with rats the whole way up. There are scabs everywhere, in puddles of city, in concentrated schools, in TV-lit warm rooms. The light reveals military fatigue when it hits just right on the ties that are wrapped around the necks of lazy white guys. Empire is too easy, baby. Chant at the walls all summer if you feel like it. Best way for a target to move is shooting back. Running for a tree line made of freeways. Wisdom says against a war machine on Tuesday, you stand no chance. But may we be the last poor men to play it safe. Cow's mouth on a flag. A politician raises his hand and the crowd shows their teeth. An oligarch raises his hand, little girls are not safe outside. You all high depressed and comrades in function. 15 minutes to closing and the city survived. Another rebellion. Stay down. We just paying dues by trash fires, not just anybody can set. Don't you love how deadly things whisper in the moment? And men kill like feathers fall while everyone's screaming inside. The writer knows that death is not a matter of dignity, rather humor. In a house that smells like roach races, nuclear percentages on torn stalls. I mean, here life never was. Just lazy matches and manic inhumanity, hands rushing away from life toward stoves. What are we doing here? Surviving for no reason in particular. Because nobody gone far today. Nobody will go far tomorrow. Trust me, hell and heaven cannot count. Strange gardens where secondhand clothes play. And concrete wishes to be human so that it could be accountable. Where they find you drenched. And drains wish to be human. So that they could be worthy arms for you to die in. Greet them all, grandson. Prepare for the day when every child is calm and don't say we ghosts didn't write you a poem. Don't say we didn't dig your life. Remember the shotgun by the coat rack that everybody in the house knows how to use. Remember the tightrope made of needles for walking in between driveways. Man-made best friends. Go ahead, grandson, tune the street again. Never mind this country. Kills musicians first. Broken neck night, scarred neck life. If these walls could write lyrics, they say, what's your angle, angel eyes? 30 to 50 rounds pass by on a street with no daughters. This street has no sons, just young prisoners of war in a racist city. That means to make capital. And we know so much. We know it all. We were stood against walls. Who's on the third cross around here? Cow's mouth. Salivating over the street. And that is the story of why we aim at teeth. I don't know when how much time.
You could do a little more.
I could do a little more. (Clears throat) We had the funeral in the garage, but I think he was long gone. A narrator on distant rooftops smoking with new friends. From beyond the vigil skyline, serious footwork can be seen, especially when loose acquaintances look at the flowers and candles with opera violence on their minds. Introducing you to the colony when the concrete was in its prime and not for shuffles. Two different dates share the same daylight. We slow walk from the corner store into a flashback, dust doing most of the talking, talking about weird wars on the streets and last stands and whoever's facing the drinks tonight. Whoever it is must be suicidal. You see, there's a chessboard underneath these tough guys. From beyond the vigil's jungle is the easy side of autobiography. You know, a pretty interesting place to start a war from. Front yards are for having problems with the world. It's the easy range for the angel of everything under the sun. That's right. I can cut my throat with the sun. Hold your breath on my street if that's what you've always done. I'll tell you what his eyes say. They say all dust eventually has to be human. In his pockets is winter already. Knuckle, then wrist, then psalm. In street green letters, here lies in half asleep young skin, a tattered page one. Page one. All staircases are open air and will be the first to talk if the poor so will it. Page two is just pieces of subtitle, mouths talk less. Page three, someone's dead already. Someone's taught him a sign. Page four, every system is suicidal, the poor so will it. Bus loops its route, last stop already. Man, let us sleep again. It's all staircase here. And I remember when he was out of eye with the lowest branch, crying breath into the hand of an avenue our shirts made somewhere in the land of first hand. Trash wasn't yet trash. Running away, never really was running away. Shoes would witness an informal prayer. Something like, I know you see me. What should I call you? I'll never be anything you need to forgive. And we've been to heaven years ago. Heaven becomes our street's shoulders, which are his, which is a homegrown cadence. On a city bus, rubber and brief eyes, he was the saint of strays, man. You know the first story you learn in San Francisco. Moving with sleight of street, which is his. My little brother slides. The smoke says still. You know, from a two-floor skyline, an abandoned house talked to me. It said, young man, you are heroic and 10 years old. Among 20 generations of friends, friends will free fall away, free fall up, free fall the walls with fifth grade speed to industrial paint behind secondhand fences. Young man, use quick knife tones. Be bone and brass. Be last laugh music. You are always leaving. Always one change of clothes from the door, a life in escape. A two-floor skyline said, you the guide that dies in the middle. The friend who's more blues than skin. The face that cheap hotel schizophrenics can place with 90 mile per hour right eyes among dry heat killers, once children, 3 feet high and roaming and repeating and aiming at cotton mirrors that hang on breathing walls. You 10 years old, tagging along, yawning at well-lit violence, whistling tool shop songs. You will be useful. You will be high and alone. Flying on a nephew dragon. From a $20 family in the sky that calls itself just more soil, around walls that are just walls, except these walls suggest you make wives out of highs and currency. Here the air is polite to sleepy glass and bullying walls. Young man, you will come to admit that sometimes suicide is power. Because some people live stronger as ghosts. And sometimes the afterlife empties. Billions of souls enter objects like playground bullets in abandoned door frames. Even broken glass will prove it has voice too. It's 24 hours behind your back. Look over your shoulder right now. Can you hear sound of drums punching themselves out? Sound of piano parts learned in between assassination attempts. Be bone and brass. Be bone enough for two souls. Be invincible again. Suffer red-eyed accents. Professional fingertips, gifted victim, six in the morning beer, the first month of probation, the shout at the wall. See these words that shouldn't be home. Look behind you again. Be invincible again. Be a sad machete. Be her son. Be a thief. Steal them back. Laugh too long. Never look away. The afterlife will empty and walk you home. You know, a lot of God can happen in 3 seconds. Not much heaven, though. Here is a man before a fight. A leave-me-alone type character emerging from the penniless death of a one-way street fiction. That's just a way of saying I'm going to make it even if I got to drive backwards. All I got is chord changes and 1,000 backhands. Driving the street like I'm choking it. Car full of nephews. Hasn't been the sun since November, and it hasn't been a street I can't choke to death. This city better back down. You know, you see this gun on the table? It's something about staring until it all feels stable. Why wouldn't I protect everyone all my death sleep late? My son better be quick. My daughter better shoot first. Cause see, we fall for no one. We fall for nothing. Okay, the first thing you'll feel is a heat. This lady would tell me, you know, telling me about possession. Drink life neat is what I'm mostly hearing. Most of the world leaves me alone. To go to jail every once in a while. To breathe smog like a giant when a genocide kicks up in late May, when politicians have too easy a time, I'm gassing backwards out of one-way street in honor of myself and in honor of you, if you understand the nature of the world. How long I've been just like my father, one hell of a resemblance as the anxiety of the neighborhood. This is Crossroads, Crossroads narrative. So much Crossroads, they got in the habit of turning back only to find themselves remembering me, but not my last words. A man before a fight, you'll feel the heat. There's nothing to keep in mind and nothing to remember, really nothing to be. Just this moment, then another, then stare, then it all becomes stable, then the table legs go fuzzy, and Friday's an unfamiliar face peeking in the window. It's cool to panic for a second. Composure is wasted on your worst enemies. People are marked on that sidewalk. You the only thing life-size. Everybody knows this in the wire hanger empire. When the blood starts walking, this feeling is not father enough to be permission to fold. You better swing one more time. That father of yours rose from the grave and said, just give me 5 more minutes. He said, running water is a myth. It's us who are running up, down, and all alongside this water. And people don't rise from the grave. They not laid down neither. It's us who flip all around their bodies. So beware when the people around you look like they all about to jump. It might be your time. You'll feel the heat. And when 4 walls demand to be 4 walls. And the earth outside mutes. Don't panic. Don't try to recreate the earth outside. Don't tell jokes to yourself. Don't even talk disrespectfully to the 4 walls. Instead, unclench your fist and walk away. There might be heaven if you understand the nature of the world.
We're all set, folks. Welcoming Jasmine Gibson here with us. She just flew across the country to be here today. And I'm going to read her biography. It says, Jasmine Gibson is a Philly John. And now we're going to have to talk about that. Now living in Brooklyn and soon to be psychotherapist for all your gooey psychotic episodes that match the bipolar flows of Capital. She spends her time thinking about sexy things like psychosis.